Praise the Lord. God bless you, dear friend. I want to thank you so much for releasing the miracle seed. I want you to begin to know that as you're preparing yourself for the month of September, the Lord says it's a time for you to begin to review all loans or debts or joint accounts and maybe even possibly areas of insurance. And yet God says it's going to be important that you stay on top of details. It's going to be important that you take care of any kind of bills or things of that nature. Take care of them ahead of time. The Lord says also keep informed about someone close to you, even their spending habits, and that's going to be key, and that's going to be important for you. And yet the Lord further says unto thee that around the 13th, the attention is going to shift, because I see God is dealing with your beliefs. He's going to deal with parent-type figures. He's going to begin to deal with areas of education and also learning. You'll also begin to see and know that as you're moving forward into the month of September, the Lord says that it's important that you begin to nurture value relationships, saith the Spirit of the Lord. You'll also begin to see that the Lord says you're going to make a real breakthrough even around the 25th of the month. And yet God says also in the month of September, include quiet times in your daily schedule so that you can get your proper rest. And yet God says if you're always on the go physically or mentally, you can end up running the risk of becoming somewhat burned out. So use wisdom in that area, saith the Spirit of the Most High.
And I further hear the word of the Lord say to you for this month of September, this is a very favorable month for relationships and partnerships. God says press forward in relationships and partnerships. And Father God says this is the season and the month for harmony and balance. I further hear Father God saying this is also the season to monitor your health. God says make sure you eat properly and get enough rest. And I feel Father God saying in the workplace, being mindful of power, possible power struggles with those in authority or those in the higher areas of work. I also hear Father God saying this is a season where he's going to call you to number your days and apply yourself to wisdom. Father God says this is the month to begin to promote your goals and plans. I hear Father God saying around the 14th of the month, Father God says make sure you begin to get your ideas out before those who are in authority. And I hear Father God saying this is your season of recognition and favor, and that is the word of the Lord.
Now, I want you to begin to prepare your heart and your mind as the prophetic team begins to come forth, and I'll be right back to tell you what else I see God is saying concerning you in this season that you're about to walk into.
God bless you, Prophetess Santos. I hear the word of the Lord saying that there's going to be a celebration of some sort. God says for you to fear not. I'm hearing God say that you're going to have much more energy. I hear God says you're going to be seeing more. Get out. God is saying to take in, like, more vitamins of some sort, more liquid, more fluid. But I hear God say travel, and that is the word of the Lord.
Bless you, Prophetess Sylvia. I just see God rewarding you with big checks, big amounts of wealth and income coming into your hands. God is blessing you with great finance in this season, great finances, great levels of increase. And that's the word of the Lord.
I concur with the prophet. For I saw silver. I just saw silver as in change around you, change for change. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Prophet DeSanto. I concur with the prophet that God would like for you to drink more water. Drink more water and fortify your body. God wants you to be stronger this season. But in this season, you're going to travel, and during the time of traveling, God wants you to be healthy and strong, and maybe to go see a doctor and just concur with your weight. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Prophetess Sylvia. I hear the word of the Lord saying, ask and it shall be given, knock and the door is having open. Father God says, this is the season of victory. This is the season of new focus. And I just hear Father God saying, adornment, appreciation. Father God says he's adorning you, and there's a new season of respect and appreciation coming upon you, woman of God. And I hear relocation. I don't know what this is about, but Father God says, consider the relocation. There shall be blessings, and there shall be a reward. And that is the word of the Lord.
Bless you, Sister Sylvia. Once again, thank you, woman of God, for the miracle, miracle seed. Getting thyself ready, because I favor thee and I touched every aspect of your life. For the Lord says the heavens have been opened up unto thee. Get thyself ready. I want you to circle October the 8th, because that will affect your dreams and plans. But whatever coming seems like it's going to be making you happy. And yet God says you're going to be able to make things work out in your favor. Around the 23rd, something possibly surrounding joint finances or loans or things of that matter. But whatever is going to show up, you will come into a open new path that is going to bless you. Get ready, because God said, I send support in this season. Get ready, because I see money coming. Coming in avenues, coming even in the mailbox, or some important information coming in the mailbox. Because God says, get thyself ready, because newness is all around thee and is about to visit thee and cause you to come into a season of great blessings and great joy. Get the resume together, because I see something surround resumes. Get ready, because God says you're going to break into some new connections that is going to bless you and cause you to come into a season of great peace and great authority. Bless you, woman of God.